Welcome to Chip Chat, an interview series that connects you with technology experts around the issues that industry is focused on today. And now your host, Allison Klein.
Welcome to Chip Chat. My name's Allison Klein. I'm delighted to have Jennifer Hefstetler, Vice President and General Manager for Data Center Product Management at Intel, back with us. Welcome, Jennifer.
Hi, Allison. Great to be here.
So Jennifer, I am very excited to talk about the topic of the day, but before we get there, can you remind the audience of the full scope of your organization's purview at Intel and how it relates to our topic of Cascade Lake advanced performance?
Sure, Allison. So my organization is responsible for the product management of our data center processor product family, and that includes the Xeon product line, which is what we're here to talk about today. We had some exciting new disclosures with respect to that Xeon product line family.
So we've been talking about Cascade Lake for a while. It's the follow-on to our Xeon scalable processors that we launched about a year and a half ago. When we look at Cascade Lake, what are the key things in this architecture that we're bringing that's new to the Xeon scalable lineup?
So the new disclosures that we've had just recently are around our future Xeon scalable processor, codenamed Cascade Lake Advanced Performance. And with this new set of processors, we're expecting to deliver performance leadership across very demanding workloads. We're delivering unprecedented memory bandwidth, more memory channels than any other CPU. And a lot of this is coming through stronger core performance with the AVX 512, as well as the new embedded AI acceleration that we have with the Intel Deep Learning Boost instructions.
Now, obviously, the Xeon Scalable platform addresses a very wide variety of workloads around different types of deployments in data center to edge, as well as different customers utilizing this architecture. The newly introduced Cascade Lake Advanced Performance is designed for some specific workload categories. Can you talk about those?
Yeah. So this advanced performance, we think, is really going to be for some of the most demanding workloads that we see in HPC and AI, as well as IaaS, as you mentioned. But it's really uniquely so awesome for HPC because it's architected to deliver that leadership performance across the widest range of the demanding workloads. This includes weather modeling, seismic, manufacturing, computational fluid dynamics. With its excellent bandwidth from unprecedented native DDR memory channels, and the resultant performance that we're expecting.
Can you tell me about which customers have reached out and said, you know, this is going to really solve specific challenges for us? And I know that this was a feature at Supercomputing earlier this month. Tell me about how the customer response was there.
We, of course, announced at Supercomputing that the first supercomputer to adopt this platform will be the Northern Germany Supercomputing Alliance, also known as HLRN. So that's one of our first public customer end user testimonials around this. We're also seeing wide ecosystem support from many top OEMs in service to this segment, including HPE, Lenovo, Atos, Cray, Penguin, Shugan, Inspur, Quanta, Supermicro, and more.
This particular processor has some unique capabilities. Can you take us under the hood of the processor and just tell us about what we did to architect it and what makes it unique with the rest of the Cascade Lake product lineup?
So one of the unique things for this product family is it's delivering now 48 cores, which is a tremendous improvement in core count, and that helps us to deliver the performance levels. What's unique under the hood for that is we're using a performance-optimized multi-chip package that features a high-speed interconnect. Through this combination of our technology and packaging, as well as these leadership die, we're able to deliver this unprecedented memory bandwidth, which is delivering more memory channels than any other CPU.
So then let's talk about performance, Jennifer, because obviously that's what's going to be mattering most to customers who are looking at this. Tell me about the performance characteristics that we've shared thus far and how this compares either to previous generation or competitive platforms.
So we've already put out our estimates of how we think this product is going to compare versus the AMD EPYC public available information that's out there. I'll just give you an example across a couple of different use cases and benchmarks where our estimated results based on our pre-production hardware show. So for physics, for MILC, we're delivering up to 1.5x. for weather and research forecast modeling, WRF, we're seeing up to 1.6x. For manufacturing, for an open source CFD benchmark called OpenFOAM, we're seeing up to 1.6x. For life and material sciences, for workloads like nanoscale molecular dynamics, for the NAMD, we're seeing up to 2.1x. And in the energy space, for the Stencil benchmark, YASK, we're seeing up to 3.1x. So tremendous performance leadership that we're expecting to see in the market, continuing our performance leadership that we have today.
Tell me what's next in terms of getting ready for delivery, and then when should customers expect the Cascade Lake lineup to start arriving in the market?
So, of course, we're partnering with our very broad ecosystem that we have to bring all of our Xeon scalable processors to market. So we'll be working with them on the broader scalable product line, as well as specifically on this product line, to finish their validation and get them ready to bring to market in the first half of 19.
Thank you so much for taking the time out today. I really enjoy always having you on the show, but this was an exciting one with Cascade Lake Advanced Performance. One final question, Jennifer. If folks want to find out more about what Intel is doing in the data center or chat with you, where should they go for more information?
Oh, they can always go to intel.com/Xeon to find more and to find me at Jen Huffstetler on Twitter.
Fantastic. Well, thanks for being with us today. We'd love to have you back soon.
Thank you for having me.
Visit ChipChat online at intel.com/chipchat. And for more information on data center technologies, visit intel.com/bigdata, intel.com/cloud, and intel.com/datacenteroptimization.